They asked me in my interview if I could make pie.
Oh, God.
So if you talk about barriers, it kind of goes back to everything we've already discussed this morning, or this afternoon, and we have, you know, talked about proving ourselves. And so, you know, it's been the same for me. You know, they always want to speak with the man in the office. But I think over time, just like these other ladies, I've proven myself. So they know that I'm true to my word. You know, I'm a problem solver. So many times they will, and the other position in the office or other positions in the office have transitioned other people where I've been kind of the consistent. And I think that, you know, helps to build that trust as well. But one thing that we haven't talked about is the financial compensation,
right,
that might potentially be a barrier. Are women always compensated, especially in the business world, to the same level that a man is compensated? And the story I have to share is I'm, you know, I was considered, I think probably secretarial on the pay scale when I first came into the position. And as I proved myself, I had a lot of people, the county council, go to bat for me. They began to recognize the worth of the position. Maybe not that I was a female, but just that I was underpaid with the responsibilities that had been given to me or that I took upon myself. You know, sometimes it's about, you know, someone taking the initiative, you know, that this was the job description, but, you know, I kind of thought outside the box and began to take on more responsibilities. And so in the beginning, I was probably underpaid for what I did, but I was super fortunate to have, you know, people that recognized that and helped to bring that pay scale up to
right.
meet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if anybody else has anything to add to that in their career, but I'm sure that that happens.
I'm like you. I was extremely fortunate that because I did agribusiness besides everything else that I've done in my life. I did agribusiness for almost 25 years. And I was very fortunate in the fact that, yeah, I was the only female in management position all that time. But I was very fortunate in the fact that my male counterparts went to bat for me. And I actually, in some of those positions, we were actually making more than what they were. And we had equal positions. So I never experienced that part of it. What I experienced was the older, especially the older generation, like Jennifer was talking about. You know, she could be my kid, but we, you know, we grew up around that, and I came into it. It took a lot to convince even my father-in-law, God love him, and he was a lovable man. He was a wonderful man. But it took a lot to get him to realize that, you know, just because I didn't grow up on a farm doesn't mean that I'm not adaptable. And once he realized that, then it was like he would call and say, hey, I'm leaving, you got it. we got sows, especially with the hog barns. He said, we got sows that are going to be delivering, and I don't have them all in yet. It's like, oh, thank you. I get to go try and put these things in. So, you know, but like you said, just getting their confidence, making them realize that, you know, yeah, I may not know it all, but I'm willing to learn, and I'm willing to take it on. So any of the rest of you want to chime in on that side of it? Did you guys experience any of that issue as far as doing the work that everybody else was doing but being not quite as compensated for what you were doing?
So I'll kind of approach this from an ag entrepreneur perspective. So, you know, I don't work in an office. I don't have an official title. I wear, you know, 25 hats every day, and they're always changing. But I think it can be difficult because I did come from – you know, a corporate office, and I had a title and a nice office and things like that. And it can be hard when you're doing things, you know, kind of bootstrapping and trying to generate income and wearing different hats, because you're constantly comparing to what you know. You're like, well, what? How much does a graphic designer make? How much does a marketing professional make? And you can't do that, because you're there to, you're just a blur sometimes. And so that can be kind of hard, especially for someone like me, that a lot of people my age right now are climbing corporate ladders and things like that. And I've had to learn, you know, this is very different than a corporate office environment. This is, you know, my office sometimes is at the kitchen table. Sometimes it's on the bed of a truck with my laptop open. I mean, it's everywhere. And so just learning that and realizing that your income is a lot of times just dependent on how much you put into it. And so, you know, I look back on the months that I pushed harder. My husband and I, you know, put our heads together a little bit more and communicated a little bit more. And those were our best months. And so I think just trying to learn that when you're not always surrounded by that type of a culture, work culture.
Well, and I've noticed, one thing that I've noticed, I don't know about the rest of you, but I've noticed about your generation is there is a huge boom in entrepreneurship in your generation. It's like everybody is got a, if nothing else, a sideline. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they're doing one job, but then they're also working on building a career on their own on the other side of it, too. And that's something back when I was growing up, and even after I got married and see, well, your generation coming up, that's something I don't remember seeing. Do you, Jill?
No.
I mean, you're the closest one to my age. You're just what, a year younger than I am, or something. But yeah, I mean, that's something.
Yeah,
that's something I don't remember seeing when we were getting out there.
Yeah, well, and that's something else that I think can be an obstacle, is a lot of people assume that just because you work in ag, that's all you do. And, you know, for some people, it might be all they do, and it might be their calling in their career. But for a small farmer, you know, we do other things, too. And my husband has a full-time job, and I have a part-time job that I do from home. And so we are juggling lots of things like that. So just trying to learn that culture and the balance and the rhythm of things can be tricky.
Well, I know we are, I hate to say it, but man, we are down to the last 9-10 minutes, something like that. We've actually buzzed through this last hour, and I want to applaud you women for coming in and hanging out with us and letting us kind of hash these topics, for lack of a better term, and making Adam squirm over here a little bit. But I want to go around the room, and I want to have you, you know, maybe give some advice, you know, some tips for juggling careers, homes, personal lives, just handling the day-to-day stress. Just, you know, throw some tips out there of how you guys cope.
Well, I guess the first thing that, you know, of all things is do what you like to do. If you have a true passion for ag, and you like the group of people you work with, and you like to come and work every day, then give it 110%. And it leads to more things. It leads to great friends, communication. We're going to be here forever, and we're growing in the workforce. And, you know, we are smart people, and we know things, and we like things. And so do what you like and give it your best. And the stress and the struggling, that'll come with it, because you're happy to go to work and you like what you're doing, so that stress level doesn't become an issue then.
So I guess coming from a mom perspective, a wife perspective, I would say over-communicate. You can apologize later. Nobody ever had to apologize for over-communicating. You know, adjust your expectations on a daily basis. It's a lot of give and take, especially if you are an entrepreneur and you're trying to generate your own business and things like that. My husband and I have also established something in our home, and it's called Code Orange. We have Code Orange days, and this actually, this phrase coined when he would have really busy days ahead, like on the calendar, and we have a shared calendar. And we drive a lot of Kubota, so we have orange tractors. And so, you know, we just kind of made this term of like, okay, Thursday, I'm going to be doing hay all day. It's a code orange day. You know, so that told me, okay, like, don't plan on him for dinner. I'm 100% parenting all day, you know, and things like that. So it just kind of set the expectation. So it was like, don't be disappointed when I come rolling in at 10:30 or miss dinner or miss something. So over-communicate, adjust your expectations. And I would say if you are wanting to get involved and you don't know where to start, just try to get connected with anyone. There's so many resources out there with, you know, Purdue and Women in Ag. And also just, you know, find friends and go spend the day with them.
Joelle's husband is a firefighter in Lebanon. And I've experienced these code orange days because he's been on my farm baling hay at 10:30 at night with his little ones riding in the tractor with him. So I've experienced that, and it's great. What a great way to raise their kids, too, though.
Yeah, I love that. She's such a wise person for such a young person. And it's like, I think that's awesome. You must have had some really great mentors along the way. So I agree with Jill in the fact that, you know, find a job that you love doing. It's work worth doing, you know, and that's what I think I've done in my role is found work worth doing, hopefully having an impact on the community. I also agree that, you know, you kind of need to know what your limits are to keep that stress reduced. Identify what your what it is that you enjoy doing to restore yourself. Whether that for me it's being in the woods, God's creation, just kind of being away, with your own thoughts for some period of time. I think that's really important for people, for women and men, to know that they need that, because when you're rested and you feel restored, you're making better management decisions. You're not making uninformed decisions. So be sure that you're taking that time to restore yourself away from work. You'll be a better employee, you'll be a better wife, you'll be, better parent if you take that personal time to help reduce maybe some of that stress.
So I guess my closing comments, I'm going to focus a little bit on work-life balance. And this is something I've worked very hard in my career. I'm still working on it. I don't have it perfected, but I spent early on in my career really focused on climbing that corporate ladder and trying to really focus and improve myself each step of the way. And I very quickly, when I became a mom, realized that if I didn't change my focus, I was going to miss things right in front of me. And so the career change I made allowed me more flexibility to be a mom. And I think sometimes we get so focused and down a path that maybe we lose sight sometimes. And I just, I have a lot of time to chase my career once my kids are grown, and I'm just trying to refocus and be able to spend time in the moment with them and watch them grow up. Just a few short years, they're going to be graduating high school and not need their mom anymore. So hopefully they always need me, right?
Yeah.
But I can redirect my focus then at that point. And I just, that was a hard change in my life, because you get so focused on that path, you almost feel like you're letting yourself down. But to be quite honest, that change was the best change that happened to me and really allowed me to be much more balanced in my life. So just keep focus on that work-life balance. Work is not always everything, and I'm sure we all have lots of stories that we could share with that. So
yeah, I got a firsthand seat to all of that. And just for our listeners to know that, yes, she had her daughter, but then just after she had her daughter, she had another set of daughters. She had twins. So she has three daughters, and all very active and very involved in anything and everything. So she's getting a full circle of it.
So I guess I'm probably going to reiterate what everybody else has said. Do what you love. Love what you do. I am very lucky that I became friends with a lot of the farmer customers that I have, and they're friendships that I, you know, treasure and cherish. And my kids joke that they can't get by with anything because one of my customers see them and they call me at the elevator and report what my kids are doing. And I'm lucky that I married a wonderful man, even though there are sometimes I'd really like to choke him. But
that's just marriage.
It is marriage. But he's been great about, you know, helping me raise the kids. You know, if there's times I can't take the kids, he could. And sometimes I take one kid and he take the other. Mm-hmm. And the work-life balance is very important. We invested in a lake cottage, and it's, we call it our redneck mansion. And it is literally a redneck home in between these two mansions, a little bitty place. But it's our place. We take the kids for the weekends in the summer and unwind. And it's the best investment we have ever made.
Yeah. I know for my side of it, you guys know, if Larry and I decided a long time ago, back before we even had kids, that when we did have kids, we wouldn't do anything that we couldn't take our kids to. Kids are portable. Mm-hmm. And everybody said, why do you want to take your kids to? You know, if we didn't want to take them, we wouldn't have had them. Right. So for us, it was, if your family can't be involved, then we're not involved. For me, decompression is being involved. 4-H, FFA. I've been involved in both, ever since 4-H, right before, actually didn't join 4-H until I met my husband, and he insisted that I show pigs. So that's how I got started in 4-H, but, you know, two kids in 10 year, and I'm a 23, going on 23 years of a 4-H leader this year, and FFA, I've been involved probably longer than Jennifer has been alive. both Jennifers, for that fact. Now, I've been involved at the state level since I got out of high school. So helping out there as well, setting up programs. And I always made sure, no matter what job I had, whether it be in the agricultural retail side of it or even this one, when I came here, I said, look, this is what I'm involved in, this is what I do, and this comes first. And my job comes second. So, you know my husband. I know. I see you. I will let you have it in a minute. You guys know my husband. You know what life's been with that. I love him dearly, and he had the same mindset. And communication is key. Doesn't always work at our house. So a lot of times he doesn't communicate, and then he gets called out on it. But, you know, that's just part of it. We are getting ready to wrap up. I'm going to let Adam finish up with final comments. And
I do. I just have one thing I'd like to say.
Yeah, and Adam, honestly, for those of you who don't know, Adam is an amazing father.
Yes, he is.
And he is a very much part of the farm family.
Jennifer brought home a point, and I wish I could stand on the mountaintop and shout it. I was in retail sales out of college for 15 years.
Yep.
It's hard because customers think you're available 24 hours a day when they have your cell phone. Mm-hmm. A lot of them don't respect that personal time. And the last thing you want to do is tick off a customer.
Yeah.
So being able to say, my phone is off at 5 o'clock is very difficult. And there's certain seasons you can't do that.
Right.
But being able to shut that off and make that decision, I admire you, and I wish more people could do that. Because you do waste a lot of your life chasing that corporate dollar,
yeah.
and you miss out on your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you miss out on those trailer sales, too. I'm just kidding. He was always, Adam was always there for us whenever we needed anything or needed anything fixed. And when he left the sales area and he went to the extension, we were so happy because we knew we were still going to have him, just in a different capacity. So, I thank you, women, for being here. Thank you for carving out some time for our little production here.